Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Read items 1A and 2A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for each item.
There was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest, back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. It was amazing. We could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and a creek nearby. I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Listen again and check your answers.
There was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest, back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. It was amazing. We could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and a creek nearby. I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Read items 3A and 4A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Nicotine, cadmium, benzene, ammonia, arsenic, formaldehyde, hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide. These are just a few of the 7,000 chemicals that can be traced from cigarettes. Tobacco-related deaths are expected to rise to around 8 million annual deaths worldwide by the year 2030. Put down the cigarette and don't be one of those people.
Listen again and check your answers.
Nicotine, cadmium, benzene, ammonia, arsenic, formaldehyde, hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide. These are just a few of the 7,000 chemicals that can be traced from cigarettes. Tobacco-related deaths are expected to rise to around 8 million annual deaths worldwide by the year 2030. Put down the cigarette and don't be one of those people.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item. Thank you.
Dogs are well known and valued for their ability to smell everything from drugs to bombs to contraband electronics. But some scientists at Lancaster University in England have trained them to sniff out illnesses, specifically malaria. And that could be game-changing in the fight to stop the spread of the deadly disease.
Here's how the study worked. Children in Ghana, some of whom had malaria, some who did not, were given socks to wear for one night. And the trained dogs tried to identify the socks that had evidence of the malarial parasite.
There's accumulating evidence that people that have malaria parasites produce specific odors, so they smell differently from other people.
Dogs like Freya, trained by the group Medical Detection Dogs, were able to identify malaria correctly 70% of the time.
Listen again and check your answers.
Dogs are well known and valued for their ability to smell everything from drugs to bombs to contraband electronics. But some scientists at Lancaster University in England have trained them to sniff out illnesses, specifically malaria. And that could be game-changing in the fight to stop the spread of the deadly disease.
Here's how the study worked. Children in Ghana, some of whom had malaria, some who did not, were given socks to wear for one night. And the trained dogs tried to identify the socks that had evidence of the malarial parasite.
There's accumulating evidence that people that have malaria parasites produce specific odors, so they smell differently from other people.
Dogs like Freya, trained by the group Medical Detection Dogs, were able to identify malaria correctly 70% of the time.
Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
And Lindsay says this could lead to new and really effective ways of stopping malaria from spreading.
If you're getting really close to malaria elimination, and you're trying to find the last remaining hotspots and who are those people infected, rather than screening everyone, the dogs might be good enough to go into the villages and find people.
Lindsay says dogs are maybe able to detect a host of other illnesses as well.
So the folk that I'm working with, the dog handlers, have worked with their dogs to detect cancers and Parkinson's disease.
The medical detection team is also working to create a kind of e-nose that could do what the dogs do. But he says the dogs' noses are so sensitive, the technology doesn't yet exist to match their sniffing power.
Listen again and check your answers.
And Lindsay says this could lead to new and really effective ways of stopping malaria from spreading.
If you're getting really close to malaria elimination, and you're trying to find the last remaining hotspots and who are those people who are infected, rather than screening everyone, the dogs might be good enough to go into the villages and find people.
Lindsay says dogs are maybe able to detect a host of other illnesses as well.
So the folk that I'm working with, the dog handlers, have worked with their dogs to detect cancers and Parkinson's disease.
The medical detection team is also working to create a kind of e-nose that could do what the dogs do. But he says the dogs' noses are so sensitive, the technology doesn't yet exist to match their sniffing power.
Activity 3. Read items 11A to 14A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Growing up in Blackpool, I was always outdoors, and my happiest memories from my childhood were climbing trees and making dens and spending a lot of time at the beach. So it was challenging to find myself as an adult managing a children's day nursery that had the smallest outside space in the city. It was set in an area that could only be described as a concrete jungle, as it had no access to trees or greenery of any description. Instinctively, I felt it wasn't good for the children, either physically or mentally, but I didn't have any proof. I was studying early years education at university part-time, and when we were asked to think of a research topic, I realised that this was a chance to put my fears to the test. Were we damaging children's well-being due to a lack of opportunities to be surrounded by nature? One of the things I looked at in my research was the Scandinavian forest school model, where the children spend all day, every day, outdoors in the forest. This suggested that the approach of learning outdoors improved children's well-being. With this in mind, we started taking a small group of 15 children, aged between 3 and 4, to a nearby country park every week. After a year of researching the children in this environment, the findings were exciting. We had more than half the sickness levels of the children compared with the year before, and their well-being.
Activity 4. Read items 15A to 17A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So, you've just come back from a visit to Budapest.
Yes, great city. But you know, one of the most interesting things I discovered was about the importance of washing hands and where that came from. So, it seems that the importance of washing your hands in the medical context was not known until fairly recently. And it was a Hungarian doctor, Dr. Ignaz Semmelweis, who discovered this. Until then, it was thought that disease was passed on through bad smells. Now, Semmelweis was actually a gynecologist, an obstetrician, and he worked in a hospital in Vienna where the Viennese women went to give birth. And he was responsible for two maternity wards. The first was staffed by doctors and medical students, and the second was staffed by midwives. And what he noticed was that there were more women dying in the first clinic where the doctors worked than in the second. They were dying of childbed fever, what we call sepsis. And there were 18% of the women who had their babies delivered there died, and just 2% in the ones where the midwives were working.
Read items 18A to 20A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So he started looking at this and he discovered that one of the doctors actually died after cutting himself with a scalpel that had been used on an autopsy on a woman who died of childbed fever. And he realized that midwives don't do autopsies. So could it be that the doctors who did these were going straight from handling dead bodies to delivering a baby and then maybe carrying some infected matter, some bacteria with them? So he began insisting that his team of doctors and their students should wash their hands before they dealt with women in labour, especially if they had just been dealing with the dead body. And these were dramatic effects. And within months, the mortality rates fell to about 2%, and they fell even further when he started insisting that medical instruments were washed. So what he discovered was that simple hygiene helped conquer childbed fever. Part B. Activity 1. Read items 1B to 5B. Listen and fill in the gaps.
We reflect on their past mistreatment. We reflect in particular on the mistreatment of those who were stolen generations. The time has now come for the nation to turn a new page. A new page in Australia's history by righting the wrongs of the past and so moving forward with confidence to the future. For the pain, suffering, and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants, and for their families left behind, we say sorry. To the mothers and the fathers, the brothers and the sisters, for the breaking up of families and communities, we say sorry. And for the indignity and degradation thus inflicted on a proud people and a proud culture, we say sorry.
To B.
So I say, even when things are difficult, be grateful. Honor your calling. Don't worry about how successful you will be. Don't worry about it. Focus on how significant you can be in service, and the success will take care of itself. And always take a stand for yourself, your values. You're defined by what you stand for. Your integrity is not for sale.
Three B.
And that's why I've made this pledge to our armed forces. I will only send you into harm's way when it is absolutely necessary. And when I do, it will be based on good intelligence and guided by a sound strategy. I will give you a clear mission, defined goals, and the equipment and support you need to get the job done. That's my commitment to you.
C. 4B.
The thing that I most like about Nancy is that she works harder than five other people put together. She does more things, goes to more meetings, leads more people, addresses more issues than anyone I've ever met in the Congress. I'm supposed to be known as a hard worker. I'm not as hard a worker as she is. And on top of all the things she's doing in the Congress and in her district, she has five children. How many grandchildren?
Five
grandchildren. And she looks like she's 25 years old.
This
Prime Minister should be ashamed of herself. She should be ashamed of her choice. She should be ashamed of her judgment. She should be ashamed of the fact that she is now having to defend the indefensible. This Speaker should be gone. This Speaker should be gone today.
5B. Listen again. And check your answers. One B.
We reflect on their past mistreatment. We reflect in particular on the mistreatment of those who were stolen generations. The time has now come for the nation to turn a new page. A new page in Australia's history by righting the wrongs of the past and so moving forward with confidence to the future. For the pain, suffering, and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants, and for their families left behind, we say sorry. To the mothers and the fathers, the brothers and the sisters, for the breaking up of families and communities, we say sorry. And for the indignity and degradation thus inflicted on a proud people and a proud culture, we say sorry.
2B.
So I say, even when things are difficult, be grateful. Honor your calling. Don't worry about how successful you will be. Don't worry about it. Focus on how significant you can be in service, and the success will take care of itself. And always take a stand for yourself, your values. You're defined by what you stand for. Your integrity is not for sale.
3B.
And that's why I've made this pledge to our armed forces. I will only send you into harm's way when it is absolutely necessary. And when I do, it will be based on good intelligence and guided by a sound strategy. I will give you a clear mission, defined goals, and the equipment and support you need to get the job done. That's my commitment to you.
4B.
The thing that I most like about Nancy is that she works harder than five other people put together. She does more things, goes to more meetings, leads more people, addresses more issues than anyone I've ever met in the Congress. I'm supposed to be known as a hard worker. I'm not as hard a worker as she is. And on top of all the things she's doing in the Congress and in her district, she has five children. How many grandchildren?
Five
grandchildren. And she looks like she's 25 years old.
5B.
This Prime Minister should be ashamed of herself. She should be ashamed of her choice. She should be ashamed of her judgment. She should be ashamed of the fact that she is now having to defend the indefensible. This Speaker should be gone. This Speaker should be gone today.
Activity 2. Read items 6B to 10B. Listen once and fill in the gaps.
We've been doing some short poems, really short poems in my class. You know, there's some great ones out there.
Yes, I know. And there's one I particularly like. It's by Langston Hughes. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tack in it and splinters and boards torn up and places with no carpet on the floor bare. But all the time, I's been a-climbin' on and reachin' landin's and turnin' corners, and sometimes goin' in the dark where there ain't been no light.
Seven B.
And I love this one too. Dear Lord, I am 80. And there's much I haven't done. I hope, dear Lord, you'll let me live until I'm 81. But if I haven't finished all I want to do, would you please let me stay a while until I'm 82? So many places I want so much to see. Do you think you could manage to make it 83?
Eight B.
This one is Ogden Nash. He says, a word to husbands. He says, to keep your marriage brimming with love in the loving cup. Whenever you're wrong, admit it. Whenever you're right, shut up.
Nine B.
I love A.A. Milne's Us Too. It's from his famous Winnie the Pooh books. Wherever I am, there's always Pooh. There's always Pooh and me. Whatever I do, he wants to do. Where are you going today, says Pooh. Well, that's very odd, 'cause I was too. Let's go together, says Pooh, says he. Let's go together, says he. What would I do, I said to Pooh, if it wasn't for you? And Pooh said, true. It isn't much fun for one, but two can stick together, says Pooh, says he. That's how it is, says Pooh.
Ten B.
Oh, this is a lovely one by Sarah Tisdale. Supper comes at 5 o'clock. At 6, the evening star. My lover comes at 8 o'clock. But 8 o'clock is far. How could I bear my pain all day unless I watched to see the clock hands labouring to bring 8 o'clock to me?
Λήξη της εξέτασης.